What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and he's got a lot to say. So before I read his comments and questions, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code Sandman for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, here's what Mr. Anonymous has to say, and I quote, "Hi, Sam, and I agree with you when you say that you want women to have equal rights with men, and that it is not desirable to go back to living in a traditional system for men, especially and or specifically for men who want to direct their energy towards achieving other intellectual, spiritual, or physical endeavors that they would not otherwise be able to do if they had spent most of their time earning money to support a wife and children. If I was in women's shoes, I'd find it unethical if another human being were to prevent me from living my life in accordance to my desires and passions, as long as those desires and passions didn't infringe on the liberty and free will of others. Everyone should have those rights. However, as the trope goes, equal rights should come to equal responsibilities. And responsibility is something that is lacking among many women because men tend to be overly compassionate with women, forgiving them their debts too easily, whether in their personal life or through government handouts. And if governments continue to grow in their population, with regards to female workers, judges, and politicians, etc., I could see the possibility of this lack of responsibility expanding ever more, as they'll institute policies or biases that continue to favor women over men, as they already do, and not policies that actually acknowledge the equality that we deserve to exist among us. If hypothetically it were possible to get the majority of men to hold women accountable for their actions, to be responsible, then I can actually see a world where men and women are actually treated as equals, that are each free to pursue their happiness in their own manner, whether it be with each other or on their own, in a traditional manner or liberal manner. If the majority of women want to chase what they perceive to be the top 1% of men, then I see that as their right that they're free to exercise because technically it's not unethical for them to do so. But it's also men's right to be free to adapt to this precarious situation of not being selected by women in ways that they see fit, such as creating artificial wombs, having love dolls, or anything else that fills the emotional void of not having a woman in their life. And it is men's right to not select or be responsible for taking care of the leftover women that ended up not being selected by the top 1% of men. even if it means that these women will have to be held accountable for their actions by ending up in poverty for the rest of their days, with no government handouts. I would prefer this sad situation for non-selected leftover women to not exist, though, as I am by my very nature sympathetic towards others, both men and women, even if they made a mistake that was clearly by their own doing. Thank you for taking the time to read. Have a great day.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Women want the equality to work and live their lives, but they don't want us to use surrogacy and technology to reproduce. They want a monopoly on reproduction, but with that freedom, they won't reproduce enough to grow or even maintain the current population. So something will have to be done at some point. Either we go back to traditionalism or we use technology to reproduce. One way or another, women won't be happy with those outcomes. I'm predicting that as women make up the majority of politicians, some countries will block the technology, but the ones that do allow it will end up thriving. Right now, women are attacking us for going to other countries and geomaxing, or discouraging us from looks maxing by getting plastic surgery. If they're doing that for things that are basically non-issues, then imagine what they're going to be like when it comes to big things like sex robots and asexual reproduction. So-called true equality will never happen, though, because of female-owned group preference and because men simp and white knight. Plus, men only have so-called male privilege while women have both male and female privilege in our current society. The closest we ever came to equality in my mind was back in the 1990s. Women still had their female privilege, but they didn't have as many opportunities as men had. But they had enough to become doctors and lawyers, etc. Equality, or treating men and women equally, by its very nature means that women have the advantage because of their biology and the way our biology makes us treat them better, as well as women treating other women a lot better than they treat men. Also, keep dreaming about accountability. Women will never hold themselves as accountable as men do. Look at prison sentences and divorce court proceedings as an example. Judges in the family and criminal courts are way more lenient towards women. Also, you're dreaming if you think that the gynocentric state will ever stop supporting them, especially as more and more politicians become females. We men are already taking care of the leftover women because we're paying more into the system with regards to taxes then we're getting back from it. That won't change either. Plus, women by their very nature are allergic to accountability and responsibility. The women that took the blame throughout history for when things went bad aren't with us anymore. They were pushed out of the gene pool. The women you see around you today are the ones that had ancestors that were the most adaptable and that refused to take responsibility for their actions. Because if they did, they were plucked from that gene pool. Saying that you want women to receive the same rights as men means that you have compassion. But we're all descended from men that showed little to no sympathy and compassion for the plight of others. Mr. Anonymous, you clearly see that we need to figure out a new arrangement for living, that the current one isn't working anymore and will only get increasingly dysfunctional. Equality is like communism. It works well in theory, but human nature ends up getting in the way. It's a perfect system except for the damn human beings screwing it up. The government will continue to grow, and if we can't trust mostly male central bankers to print and spend money today, then just imagine how bad the situation will get when women are in charge of that particular money supply. Look no further than Chrystia Freeland, the finance minister of Canada. Under her tenure, we've seen the fastest growth in money supply in the history of Canada, bar none. In the end, though, the men will probably impose accountability on women financially by going on something like a Bitcoin standard, if only informally, where women will have to provide something of value to get their hands on some Satoshis. That's the future I'm actually hoping for. Women have more than equality right now, and they aren't reproducing. Eventually, they'll take power, and I'm predicting will try and print their way to prosperity, which never works out well. If most Western countries are made up of mostly majority female rulers, then they will wreck faith in most fiat currencies. So much so that men will probably move to something like a Bitcoin standard. Of course, they'll try and stop crypto, but it's decentralized, and even if they block the off-ramps, we'll just start trading in hard wallets, from one to another. That makes it virtually unstoppable. Will you guys really trust female central bankers more than the male ones, which have already been wrecking the purchasing value of currencies during COVID? Women will be forced to take financial accountability if fiat falls apart. The only way fiat survives is if women start making babies again, so we can have a sustained expansionary monetary policy again. If they don't do that, which I don't see happening, because they tend to be picking their careers over kids, then I don't see how money backed by nothing except faith can survive at that point, i.e. keep its value. Especially when in 15 to 20 years, the majority of politicians in the West will be women. Do you really trust them not to print money so they can buy themselves a purse? Equality, while I agree with it in principle, just like communism, as if we would all end up pulling our own weight, it doesn't work either. Because some people, i.e. women, are always more equal than others. Because male biology caters to them. If someone can find a way around that without triggering the female collective to come after you, then please let me know. There's going to be a showdown at some point, and I think most men in the West would rather feminize themselves so they can get in the good graces of women, instead of fighting against the coming gynocentric oppression. Speaking of accountability, imagine when women print the currency of their country into oblivion, and then how they'll blame men for the outcome and not themselves. They'll probably just say it's all Bitcoin's fault. That's pretty much baked into their behavioral biological cake. It's inevitable. Of course, the smart men at that point will either leave or start a revolution. But the revolution will only work longer term if women lose their equality. So that's what will happen in some places. But in yet in other places, men will just leave to countries that haven't quite gone as bad yet, but are on the same path. Playing this what-if scenario in my mind over and over again about women not taking accountability because they'll lie instead of telling an awful truth about themselves means that I'm more certain that Bitcoin will succeed than ever. Because it's all about verification versus trusting a whammy. Who's going to trust their gynocentric government not to wreck its currency? A gynocratic government will probably be just as against artificial wombs, Bitcoin, and sex bots because all those things destroy its power. Who would have thought that our future dystopian nightmare would be created by giving women equality on paper, but more than that in reality? Most guys are too blue-pilled to see this truth and will suffer as a result. The next civil war might be fought between women and their pet simps versus the masculine men. Can you just imagine what sorts of unspeakable cruelty they'll inflict on us? That's why in some ways it's better just to escape to a state that'll respect men at that point. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women won't be smashing unattractive men, but they'll still be preventing them from smashing sex bots. So bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that are too stupid to leave their country when women make up 50%+ of the politicians in their jurisdiction away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save.